prevod stiha, materijalne bede živog bića, koje su mu sasvim neprirodne, mogu se odmah ublažiti povezujućim procesom predanog služenja. Ali obični ljudi to ne znaju i zato je učeni Vjasadev sastavio ovaj vedski spis posvećen vrhovnoj istini. Smisao Šila Prabhupada. Šila Vjasadev je video božansku ličnost kao sve savršeno, što ukazuje na to da Bog kao potpuna cjelina obuhvata i sve svoje sastavne delove. Video je različite energije Boga, naime unutrašnju, graničnu i spoljašnju, kao i njegove različite potpune emanacije i delove potpunih emanacija, odnosno njegove različite inkarnacije. Posebno je uočio neželjene bede uslovljenih duša, zbunjenih spoljašnjom energijom. Konačno, opazio je i način na koji mogu da se oslobodne patnje, proces predanog služenja. Predano služenje je jedna velika transcendentalna nauka koja počinje slušanjem i pevanjem Božjeg imena, slušanjem i govorom o njegovoj slavi i tako dalje. Da li ćemo živjeti svoju uspavanu ljubav prema Gospodu, ne zavisi od mehaničkog sistema slušanja i pevanja, već potpuno i isključivo od Gospodove bezuzročne milosti.
Yes, see, this is the subject of the seminar that our spiritual advancement is solely dependent on the causeless mercy, that is the blessings of the Lord.
I evo vidite, ovo je upravo suština našeg seminara, to jest da naš duhovni napredak zavisi od bezuzročne milosti Gospodina koja predstavlja suštinu.
Yeah. Because many of you were not fully attentive, Radha Kripa will read the sentence again to us, revival of the dormant affection.
Da li ćemo živjeti svoju uspavanu ljubav prema Gospodu, ne zavisi od mehaničkog sistema slušanja i pevanja, već potpuno i isključivo od Gospodinove bezuzročne milosti. Zadovoljan baktom koji se iskreno trudi, Gospod može da mu podari blagoslov da ga služi transcendentalno i s ljubavlju. A što se tiče sasvim neprirodnih i neželjenih beda materijalnog postojanja, njih mogu ovlažiti čak i propisani oblici slušanja i pevanja. Takvo ublažavanje materijalnih beda ne zavisi od toga da li ćemo razviti transcendentalno znanje. Naprotiv, znanje zavisi od predanog služenja koje vodi ka konačnoj spoznaji vrhovne istine.
It is actually not very easy to give a lecture on Srimati Radharani on her appearance day because she's very difficult to understand.
I u stvari nije nimalo lako dati lekciju o Srimati Radharani na dan njene pojave zato što je nju jako teško razumeti.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada's way of explaining Srimati Radharani's divine position would always be that he would talk about what is called the tattva, that is the essential philosophical understanding first, and then everything else would come.
I način na koji je Šila Prabhupad objašnjavao taj božanski položaj Šrimati Radharani jeste da bi uvek prvo govorio o toj suštinskoj, filozofskoj istini, tatvi, a zatim bi onda došlo sve ostalo.
The subject of this lecture will be taking shelter at the lotus feet of Šrimati Radharani.
I predmet ove lekcije biće uzimanje utočišta lotosovih stopala Šrimati Radharani.
But before we can do this, we need to understand who is Radharani.
Ali pre nego što to učinimo, moramo da razumemo ko je Srimati Radharani.
Yeah. I will now ask our GBC representative who has a soul, Atmavan, can you go to the kitchen and say the same thing with your authority granted by the GBC body? Yes. Young bhaktas are not listened to, but it's all right. Okay. So, when we deal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are actually dealing with the concept of the origin of all other origins.
Kada govorimo o svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti, onda u stvari govorimo o izvoru svih drugih koncepcija.
Yes, but at the same origin of all origins.
O izvoru svih drugih izvora.
Yeah. God is the origin of all origins.
Bog je izvor svih drugih izvora.
But is Krishna the origin of Srimati Radharani?
Ali da li je Krišna izvor Šimati Radharani?
I mean, if I'm asking such a question, it will be a tricky question, so you will have to think first before you speak.
Mislim, ako pitam ovako neko pitanje, verovatno je u pitanju neko prevrtljivo pitanje, tako da morate malo prvo da razmislite pre nego što odgovorite.
Actually, the Lord always simultaneously exists with his potency.
I u stvari, Gospodin uvek istovremeno postoji sa svojim moćima.
It's difficult, in other words, to speak here of a causal relationship.
I drugim rečima, ovde je jako teško govoriti o odnosu uzroka i posledice.
Srila Prabhupada gives, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that the fire always exists with the heat.
I Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, on kaže da vatra uvek postoji zajedno sa toplotom.
From one perspective you could say, well, the fire is the cause of the heat.
I iz jedne perspektive vi biste mogli reći, pa da, vatra jeste izvor toplote.
And of course Krishna is the, in the same way, the origin of everything.
I naravno na isti način Krishna jeste izvor svega.
But see, when in this word we speak of origin and effect, we speak of a time sequence. First is the origin, and then is what comes after the origin, which is caused by the origin.
Ali vidite, kada u materijalnom svetu govorimo o izvoru i onome što on proizvodi, onda uvek postoji taj vremenski faktor. Znači, prvo dolazi uzrok, a zatim sledi nešto što proizlazi iz toga.
And this time factor is simply not there in Radha and Krishna.
A ovaj faktor vremena jednostavno ne postoji kod Rade i Krishna.
In other words, Krishna is always there and Radharani is always there, just like where there is the fire, there is always the heat.
Drugim rečima, Krishna je uvek tu i Radharani je uvek tu, kao što kada god postoji vatra, istovremeno je tu i toplota.
Now the absolute truth, and this gives you an understanding, fire is always one with heat. In the same way, Radha and Krishna are one.
I kao što vidite, vatra je uvek jedno sa toplotom i na taj isti način Radha i Krishna su uvek jedno.
Like the source of the power, Krishna, and the power, Radharani.
Kao izvor moći, Krishna, i moć, Radharani.
Now from Krishna expand, what is Krishna's first expansion?
Šta je Krišnina prva ekspanzija?
It's not Radharani.
Nije Radharani.
Balaram. Very good. You know everything. And from this first expansion, other things come. The four manifestations of God in the Vaikuntha planet, and also the manifestation of God in this world, the different Vishnu forms.
I znači od ove prve ekspanzije dolaze četiri manifestacije Krišne na na Vaikunta planetama, a zatim takođe i sve druge manifestacije ovde u materijalnom svetu.
And in just the same way as from Krishna all manifestations of God come, from Srimati Radharani all manifestations of the goddess come.
I na isti način, kao što od Krišne potiču sve manifestacije Boga, na taj isti način od Srimati Radharani potiču sve manifestacije boginja.
So Lord Krishna over by the help of Balaram expands in the Vishnu tattvas.
Tako da se gospodin Krišna pomoći Balarama ekspandira u Višnu tatvu.
And Shrimati Radharani, the original Shakti tatva, expands into the gopis.
A Shrimati Radharani, koja je izvorna Shakti tatva, ona se ekspandira u gopije.
The queens in Dvaraka,
kraljice u Dvaraki,
the Lakshmis,
onda Lakshmi,
and she comes also into this world as the different forms of Durga. Correct, you know everything.
I onda isto ona dolazi u ovaj svet u različitim oblicima Durge.
But this Durga is an indirect expansion of Shrimati Radharani.
Ali ova Durga, ona predstavlja indirektnu ekspanziju Shrimati Radharani.
Now, where are we in this ontological picture of reality?
A gde smo sada mi na ovoj ontološkoj slici stvarnosti?
Krishna, the origin of all Shakti, the origin of everything.
Krishna, izvor svega.
Radharani, the origin of all Shaktis.
Radharani, izvor svih Shakti, energija.
Where are we?
A gde smo mi?
We are the marginal potency, Tathasta Shakti.
A mi smo ta ivična energija, Tathasta Shakti.
And we are made with a choice.
I mi smo jednostavno stvoreni sa izborom.
Where do we want to be?
Gde želimo da budemo?
Daksha, where do you want to be? In the temple.
Daksha, gde mi želimo da budemo? A Daksha pravo kaže, ovde gde sam, znači u hramu.
The Tathasta Shakti has always a possibility to be under two types of energies.
I Tathasta Shakti kao takvo uvek ima izbor da bude pod dve vrste energije.
It can be under the external energy.
Može biti pod kontrolom spoljne energije.
And we can be under the internal energy.
A takođe može biti pod kontrolom unutrašnje energije.
In our description today, it means we can be under Durga's supervalence or under Shrimati Radharani.
I to u ovom našem današnjem opisu znači da možemo biti pod Durginom upravom ili sa druge strane možemo biti pod upravom Shrimati Radharani.
As they say in India, our choice.
I kao što kažu u Indiji, naš izbor.
Please turn around and look at Shrimati Radharani on the altar. Do you see her hand?
Molim vas, okrenite se sada ka altaru i pogledajte Shrimati Radharani. Da li vidite njenu ruku?
It is a raised hand. Right hand is raised in the typical gesture of blessing.
I njena desna ruka je podignuta u tipičnom gestu koji označava blagoslov.
Her expansion has 10 hands.
A njena ekspanzija ima 10 ruku.
The 10 hands of Durga carry instruments for punishment.
A tih 10 ruku Durgi nose instrumente za kažnjavanje.
Because she is the prison warden. Prison supervisor of this material world where we come for punishment.
Zato što je Durga Maja upravo kao upravnik zatvora u ovom materijalnom svetu gde mi dolazimo po svoju kaznu.
I just want to not make you depressed. I want to just only describe to you one powerful torture instrument which is in one of the 10 hands of Durga.
I ja sada ne želim da vas učinim depresivnim, već jednostavno želim da vam malo pojasnim jednu od moćnih sprava za mučenje koje se nalazi u jednoj od ruci Durgi.
She has robes and choppers and all kinds of things, but it's a morning class, so but in one hand she has the trishul, the three-pointed trident.
I ona u svojim rukama ima razne sprave za mučenje i konopce, ali nećemo sad o tome pošto je jutarnja lekcija, ali također ona u jednoj od svojih ruku drži trozuvac.
These are the threefold miseries like bad weather, for instance.
I taj trozuvac u stvari predstavlja te trostruke bede, kao na primjer loše vreme.
Water which comes from the sky and not from the pipe.
Odnosno vodu koja dolazi iz neba, a ne iz česme.
So now I will ask my rhetorical question to you. Do you want to be under Srimati Radharani's blessing hand or under Durga's ten hands which inflict misery? No need to answer. I know your answer already. Yes.
I sada ću vam postaviti jedno retoričko pitanje. Da li vi želite da budete pod kontrolom ruke Srimati Radharani koja daje blagoslove, ili želite da budete pod kontrolom ruke Durge koja ima sve te sprave za mučenje? I ne morate da odgovarate na ovo pitanje.
My dear devotees, the whole purpose of life is to transfer ourselves from this miserable material world which is under the control of Durga to the eternal spiritual world which is under the control of Srimati Radharani.
Dragi moji bhakte, čitav smisao našeg postojanja jeste upravo da se prebacimo iz ovog bednog mesta koji je pod kontrolom Durge u duhovni večni svet koji je pod kontrolom Srimati Radharani.
Srila Prabhupada summarizes this point by saying, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that he has two kinds of prakritis or natures.
I Šila Prabhupada govori o ovoj temi tako što kaže da Krišna u Bhagavad Giti kaže da on ima dve prakriti, dve energije.
The para prakriti and the apara prakriti, or the transcendental nature and his material nature.
On kaže da ima svoju transcendentalnu prirodu i svoju materijalnu prirodu.
And then he continues, devotees of Krishna try to remain under the guidance of the Daivi Prakriti or the Para Prakriti personified, that is Srimati Radharani.
I onda on nastavlja i kaže da se bhakte trude da uvek ostanu pod kontrolom te Daivi Šakte, znači pod kontrolom Srimati Radharani.
Materialists, however, are under the control of the Apara Prakriti personified as goddess Kali or Durga.
A materialisti se sa druge strane nalaze pod upravom te Apara Šakti koju predstavlja boginja Kali, odnosno Durga.
Yes. Durga's business is different from Radharani's business.
A Durgin posao se razlikuje od Radharaninog posla.
Durga's business is jaya samohito jiva, to keep the living entities covered and not to become awakened to Krishna consciousness.
Durgin posao se sastoji u tome da ona čuva ove uslovljene duše prekrivenim i da im ne dozvoli da postanu svesne Krishna.
Oh, Krishna! When we try to go to the Lord, his shadow energy, the material energy, is just so hard.
I onda kada mi pokušamo da odemo do Krišne, ta njegova energija poput senke, ona je tako teška prema nama, stroga, snažna.
Strogost, je snaži. Teško, everything. And the problem is, she has taken control of our mind. We don't see our mind.
A problem je u tome što je ona uzela kontrolu nad našim umom tako da mi ne vidimo svoj um.
Maya acts on us and we don't even see it.
Maya deluje na nas, a mi to čak ni ne primećujemo.
The only one who sees us is God, who sees how every day the ocean of tears is becoming bigger.
I jedina osoba koja to vidi jeste Bog, koji vidi kako se taj okean suza svakog dana sve više povećava.
In this material world there is an ocean of tears which is filling up by the living entities who have forgotten Krishna and are they are suffering due to the influence of Durga.
I u ovom materijalnom svetu postoji takav okean suza koga pune uslovljene duše koje su zaboravile na Krišnu I koje zbog toga pate u ovom materijalnom svetu.
It's full with your own tears.
I on je prepun vaših sopstvenih suza.
I have visited this ocean once in a mystical or in a Krishna conscious vision. I have seen my own tears also in that ocean.
I ja sam jednom posjetio taj okean suza u svojoj viziji svjesnoj Krišne I također sam tamo vidio I svoje suze.
So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that those who are in knowledge, they do not want to take shelter under Maya's control any longer and cry.
A u Bhagavad Giti Krishna opisuje kako osobe koje su svjesne Krishne, one više ne žele da uzimaju utočište Durga I ne žele da pate u ovom svetu.
Lord Krishna, he describes in the 9th chapter, 13th verse. Please, those of you who know this shloka, say it with me. Mahatmanas tumang pata deving prakritim ashritaha pajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadem avyayam. O best of the brahmanas, you need to learn this shloka. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature.
O sinu Prita, oni koji nisu pod iluzijom velike duše, oni se nalaze pod zaštitom božanske energije.
Yes, božanske energije. What is the symptom of someone who is under the influence of the Bhojansti energia? Let us now be a little bit more concrete.
A šta je simptom osobe koja se nalazi pod uticajem božanske energije? Hajde da sada budemo malo konkretni.
Such a person engages in devotional service.
Takva osoba biva uključena u predano služenje.
What is the symptom of someone who is under the influence of the material energy?
A koji je simptom osobe koja je pod uticajem materijalne energije?
Such a person does not engage in devotional service but in sense gratification.
I takva osoba se ne uključuje u predano služenje, već se upušta u čulno zadovoljavanje.
Such a person who is under the control of Durga does not surrender to Radharani but to all types of Maya.
I takva osoba koja je pod kontrolom Durge, ona se ne predaje Šimati Radharani, već se predaje svim vrstama Maje.
One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the supreme personality of Godhead.
I osoba može postati slobodna te kontrole materijalne prirode čim se preda svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
Prabhupada said that this is the main formula of Krishna consciousness.
I Prabhupada je rekao da je upravo ovo glavna formula svesnosti Krishna.
Because we are marginal potency, that is in between us, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature.
I upravo zato što smo mi ivična energija koja se znači nalazi tu negde između, čim se oslobodimo uticaja materijalne energije, odmah smo stavljeni pod kontrolu te božanske energije.
And when you are in the božanske energije, all your attention is fixed on the TV.
A kada smo pod kontrolom te božanske energije, onda je sva naša pažnja usmerena na televiziju. Ups, izvinite.
When you are, or no, let me try this again. When you are under the control of the spiritual energy, all your attention is fixed on psychology.
Stanite da probam opet. Kada smo pod kontrolom te duhovne energije, onda je sva naša pažnja usmerena na psihologiju.
No, when you are focused on, when you are in this spiritual energy, all your attention is focused on yourself.
Ili kada ste pod kontrolom te duhovne energije, onda je sva naša pažnja usmerena na nas same.
No. Prabhupada, he says, a person under the control of the spiritual energy does not divert his attention to anything outside of Krishna.
Ne, Šrila Prabhupada kaže da osoba koja je pod uticajem te božanske energije, ona ne skreće svoju pažnju ni na jednu stranu sa Krishna.
This you find in the personality of Srimati Radharani.
I upravo ovo možete naći u ličnosti Srimati Radharani.
She simply does not look at anyone than Krishna.
I ona jednostavno ne gleda nijukog drugog osim u Krishnu.
When Srimati Radharani appeared, she was found by Brishabhanu Maharaj one early morning on a lotus flower in the Yamuna, drifting.
I kada se Srimati Radharani pojavila, ona je bila nađena od strane Vrishabhanu Maharaja na jednom lotosu koji je plivao po Yamuni.
Mandikini, please give me a lotus flower from the Yamuna. Here we have a lotus flower from the river Yamuna.
I evo ovdje mi imamo jedan lotosov cvet sa reke Yamune.
And the lotus flower was a little bigger like this.
Ali taj lotosov cvet je bilo malo veći od ovoga.
This has maybe 25 petals. It had 1000 petals.
I ovaj lotos ovdje ima 25, možda 25 latica, a taj lotos je imao 1000 latica.
And there the most sweetest little girl was lying. But in her the concentrated shakti of God was there.
I na tom lotosu je ležala najslađa devojčica ikada i u njoj je bila potpuno potpuna energija, unutrašnja energija gospodina.
Yes, Radha Kripa. Koncentrira.
Koncentrisan.
So, at that time, Maharaj Vrishabhanu came close to this lotus, being attracted by this golden light which came from that lotus.
I onda je Maharaj Vrishabhanu bio privučen tim zlatnim svetlom koji je dolazio od lotusa i onda mu je prišao.
It was more bright than the light of Bhanu, the sun god.
I to svetlo koje je dolazilo bilo je jače od sjaja sunca.
Yes. And as he approached that lotus, Lord Brahma appeared and said, "Here is your daughter."
I dok se on približavao tom lotosu, pojavio se gospodin Brahma i rekao mu, "Izvoli, ovo je tvoja ćerka."
At that time, Vrishabhanu cried in ecstasy, and he carried this original Shakti, who was the most sweetest of girl, home to his wife Kirtita and said, "Our daughter has appeared."
I u to vreme Vrishabhanu Maharaj, on je nosio tu energiju gospodina, tu najslađu devojčicu kući svojoj ženi Kirtidi i rekao je, "Pogledaj, naša ćerka se pojavila."
But I don't know what type of person she is.
Ali ja ne znam kakva je to osoba.
At that time Garga Muni, the great saint, came.
I u to vreme došao je Garga Muni, veliki svetac.
And he said, "You know, this is a special daughter."
I on je rekao, "Maš, ovo je specijalna ćerka."
When the Lord appears as Narayan, she is Lakshmi.
Kada se gospodin pojavljuje kao Narayan, ona je Lakshmi.
When the Lord appears as Narsimhadev,
i kada se gospodin pojavljuje kao Nisimhadev,
she also comes as his wife.
Ona također dolazi kao njegova žena.
When the Lord appears in the world She always massages his lotus feet as he lies on the snake bed.
I kad god se gospodin pojavljuje u svetu, ona uvek masira njegova stopala dok on leži na tom svom krevetu od zmija.
And when the Lord is the Lord fully, completely as Krishna, she is Radharani. You know everything.
A kada se gospodin pojavljuje u tom svom potpunom obliku Krišne, onda je ona Šrimati Radharani.
We will now respectfully place this lotus flower back in the Yamuna because Radharani will still appear. Daksha will do it because he is dressed in a dhoti and he is the most pure of all of us.
Sada ćemo sa puno poštovanja vratiti ovaj lotosov cvet na Yamunu zato što se Šrimati Radharani još uvek nije pojavila.
There was everyone liked the little girl, but there was one serious flaw. She was born blind.
I svima se ova mala devojčica jako dopadala, ali tu je postojala jedna velika omoška. Ona je bila slepa.
One day Narada Muni came to where Srimati Radharani was staying. I believe that. Yeah, she was born blind.
I jednog dana znači ona je bila rođena slepa.
Now I remember. She appeared in a just on the banks of the Yamuna where there is the village Raval.
I ona se pojavila na obali Yamune na mestu koje se zove Raval.
So her parents thought maybe this is not a good place, you know, maybe her blindness will go if we go to another place. So they went to the hill. What is the hill? In Vashana, yes.
I onda su njeni roditelji mislili, možda ovo nije dobro mesto za nju zato što je ovde rođena slepa, tako da su se oni preselili na drugo mesto u Vršanu.
They thought maybe on the top of the hill her blindness will go because it's a more fresh breezes and so on.
I pošto je Vršana jedno brdo, oni su mislili možda će se na vrhu tog brda ta njena slepost će nestati zato što ima jako puno, zato što ima više svežeg vazduha.
One day Narada Muni came.
I jednog dana došao je Narada Muni.
And he said, "Can I see your daughter, please?"
I onda on je rekao, "Da li bih mogao da vidim vašu ćerku?"
"Oh, good that you have come," said Maharaj Vrishabhanu. "Of course, but you know, can you help? She's blind."
I onda Vrishabhanu Maharaj rekao, "Jako je dobro da si došao. Da li bi nam nekako mogao pomoći jer je ona slepa?"
Narada Muni said, "I can help, but only if you allow me to stay alone with her."
I onda je Narada Muni rekao, "Ja mogu pomoći, ali samo ako mi dozvolite da ostanem nasamo sa njom."
So Vrishabhanu Maharaj went out.
I onda je Vrishabhanu Maharaj izašao napolje.
Narada Muni looked at this most beautiful and most effulgent little girl.
I onda je Narada Muni gledao u ovu najlepšu i najsvetliju devojčicu.
At this moment, the little girl who was in this, how do you call it? You call it cradle? She transformed.
I onda u tom trenutku ta mala devojčica koja se nalazila u toj kolevci, ona se transformisala.
Again there was a thousand petaled lotus.
I opet se tu pojavio lotus sa hiljadu latica.
On it in a blue sari.
A na njemu u plavom sariju.
With the most beautiful lotus eyes and smile.
Sa najlepšim lotusovim očima i osmehom.
There was Srimati Radharani holding her, having her typical gesture like this.
Tu je bila Srimati Radharani koja je imala taj svoj tipični gest, držala je ruku ovako.
Narada Muni just was overcome with boundless ecstasy.
I onda je Narada Muni bio preplavljen bezgraničnom ekstazom.
He began to shout, "Radhe, Radhe, Radharani."
I onda on jednostavno krenuo da uzvikuje.
Yes. He was perspiring profusely.
I on se jako puno znojio.
And he cried many tears.
I plakao je jako puno suza.
His vena flew somewhere and crashed.
I onda je njegova vena odletela negde i smrvila se tamo.
If he would have danced more, he would have lost all his cloth.
I da je još samo malo igrao, onda bi izgubio svu svoju odeću.
Radharani said, I have appeared.
I Radharani je rekla, ja sam se pojavila.
And I'm waiting for the Lord of my life.
I ja čekam na gospodara svog života.
Only when I see her will I open my eyes.
I jedino onda kada ga budem videla, ja ću otvoriti svoje oči.
Send him here.
I molim, pošalji ga ovdje.
And then she transformed into the little girl.
I onda se opet preobrazila u malu devojčicu.
Like little girls do, like I don't know, little boys and Nanda Dulal, you are an expert in children at the moment. Children sometimes they sit like this, no? In the bed? Not yet? I thought. But they smile or they smile sometimes. Yeah. They make some noise. I know. But okay, I didn't know the right noise. Some sound was coming.
I onda znači neki zvuk je dolazio te male devojčice.
Narada Muni said, composed himself. He went immediately to Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Ketitan said, you must make a great festival. This girl is special. I cannot tell you how special she is. Just tomorrow should be the festival.
I onda se Narada Muni pribrao i odmah je otišao kod Vrishabhanu Maharadža i kod Kirtide i rekao je, ne mogu da vam opišem koliko je ova devojčica specijalna, morate odmah sutra napraviti veliki festival.
Invite everyone for this birth festival of your little girl.
I pozovite sve na ovaj festival rođenja vašeg deteta.
Especially Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Ma and their child. I cannot say more.
A specijalno pozovite Nanda Maharaja i Yashoda Mai i njihovog sina, a ne mogu da vam kažem zašto.
Okay. We will do. And the invitation was sent out all over Braj and everyone came. And also Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and their little child.
I onda su oni rekli u redu, mi ćemo to uraditi. Pozvali su sve stanovnike Vrindavana i onda su također došli i Nanda Maharaj i Yashoda i njihov mali sin.
Who is the mali sin? That everyone knows. Yeah. Krishna. Yeah. So when the parents were talking in another room,
i onda su roditelji razgovarali u drugoj sobi.
But how do you cure blindness in children? Infant blindness.
I onda su oni razgovarali, ali kako se leči ta slepost od rođenja?
I put some kajal on the eyes, said Yashoda Ma.
I onda Yashoda Ma je rekla, pa ja bih stavila neki kajal na oči.
Now at that time the kajal was moving to Radharani.
I u to vreme kajal se kretao ka Shrimati Radharani.
Kajal is blue black and Krishna is also bluish blackish.
I kajal je te plavkasto crne boje i Krishna je upravo iste takve boje.
And he came to the cradle. He was a toddler that is moving on all his four at that time.
I onda je Krishna dopuzao do te kolevke.
And he pulled himself up.
I onda se povukao na gore.
And at that moment the little girl opened her eyes and looked at Krishna.
I u tom trenutku mala devojčica otvorila svoje oči i pogledala je u Krishnu.
Yes, this is an example of focus on Krishna.
Da, ovo je upravo primjer usredsređenosti na Krishnu.
Radharani only looks at Krishna.
Radharani gleda jedino u Krishnu.
Nowhere else.
Nigde drugde.
Only Krishna.
Samo Krishna.
Those who take shelter under the divine energy they also become Krishnaized.
I oni koji uzmu utočište te božanske energije, oni također postanu krišnaizovani.
I talked in Split, Dubrovnik, to my friend Radhanath Maharaj, and he told me what happened to him when he came to Vrindavan first.
I ja sam u Dubrovniku govorio sa svojim prijateljem Radhanath Maharajom i on mi je rekao šta mu se dogodilo kada je prvi put došao u Vrindavan.
He met a sadhu who was actually keeping mona, means he didn't speak.
I on je tamo sreo jednog sadhua koji je držao taj zavet ćutanja, nije govorio.
But he wrote on a slate.
Ali bi on pisao na jednoj ploči.
When you stay,
kada ti ostaneš,
erase.
Onda je obrisao.
In Vrindavan,
u Vrindavanu,
erase.
Obrisao je.
You will see,
vidjet ćeš,
erase.
Obrisao je opet.
That everyone here,
da svi ovde,
erase.
Obrisao je.
Is mad for Krishna.
Ludi za Krishnu.
And when you stay with us,
i kada ostaneš sa nama,
erase.
Obrisao je.
You also,
ti takođe,
erase.
Obrisao je.
Will become,
ćeš postati,
erase.
Obrisao je.
Mad for Krishna.
Lud za Krishnu.
This is those who stay under the shelter of Srimati Radharani. They leave this stinking material, unpleasant material experience.
I to su osobe koje ostaju pod utočištem Šimati Radharani, one jednostavno napuštaju ovo neugodno materijalno postojanje.
They will focus on Krishna. Their life will be focused on Krishna.
Oni će se usredsrediti na Krišnu i njihov život će biti usredsređen na Krišnu.
This is explained in the second part of this verse.
I to je objašnjeno u drugom delu ovog stiha.
Those who are under the protection of the divine nature,
da oni koji su pod zaštitom božanske energije,
they are fully engaged in devotional service.
Oni su potpuno uključeni u predano služenje.
Because they know me, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Zato što poznaju mene, Krišnu, kao svevišnju božansku ličnost.
They know me as the origin of all origins.
I oni me poznaju kao izvor svih izvora.
And they as the one who is inexhaustible.
Kao nekoga koji je bezgraničan.
Unlimited, bezgranica, yes. So they only go to Krishna.
Tako da oni idu jedino Krišni.
In the spiritual world, Radharani and her associates are engaged in Krishna kirtan.
I u duhovnom svetu Radharani i njene pratilje su uključene u Krišnin kirtan.
And in this material world, those who are servants of Radharani also engage in kirtan and bring other people to the kirtan of Lord Krishna.
A u ovom materijalnom svetu, oni koji slede Šrimati Radharani su takođe uključeni u kirtan i oni takođe dovede druge u taj kirtan.
Taking shelter at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet really means to take shelter in kirtan.
I uzimanje utočišta lotosovih stopala Šrimati
Radharani. In the holy name, you could say.
Uzimanje utočišta lotosovih stopala Šrimati Radharani u stvari znači uzimanje utočišta svetog imena.
And this has become possible by the mercy of Radha and Krishna's combined form, that is Gaura Nataraj, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga.
A ovo je postalo moguće milošću osobe koja predstavlja jedinstvo Radharani i Krišna, a to je Gaura Nataraj, Gauranga.
Someone who will take shelter under Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, he will be able to chant the holy name free from all obstacles or offenses.
I ona osoba koja uzme utočište lotosovih stopila gospodina Gorange, ona će biti u stanju da peva sveto ime bez ikakvih prepreka i bez uvreda.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will destroy the obstacles to our taking shelter at Srimati Radharani's and Krishna's lotus feet because he will take away our offenses.
I onda će gospodin Čajtanja uništiti sve prepreke na tom našem putu da uzmemo utočište lotosovih stopala Radharani i Krišne, zato što će on uzeti sve naše, otkloniti sve naše uvrede.
I would like to end my class by coming back to the question of the origin.
I ja bih sada želela da okončam svoj čas tako što bih se vratio na ono pitanje o izvoru.
In Calcutta we have a very nice temple in Albert Road, and the landlord who owns this once talked to one godbrother of mine who was totally bewildered afterwards.
I u Kalkuti mi imamo jedan jako lep hram i jedan od moje braće po Bogu, on je razgovarao sa osobom koja posjeduje to imanje gde se nalazi naš hram i nakon toga je bio potpuno zbunjen.
He said, Lord Chaitanya is the greatest.
On je rekao, gospodin Chaitanya je najveći.
He is supreme.
On je vrhunski.
Why? Because he is the combined form of Radha and Krishna.
A zašto? Zato što on predstavlja tu kombinovanu formu Radharani i Krishna.
He is the origin of everyone.
I on je uzrok svih.
Also of Radha and Krishna.
Takođe Radha i Krishna.
They come from him.
Oni proizlaze iz njega.
And he said, what is greater, milk and sugar or the rasgulla?
I onda on pitao, šta je veće, mleko i šećer ili rasagula?
Lord Chaitanya is the rasgulla.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rasagula.
And Radha and Krishna are milk and sugar.
A Radha i Krishna su mleko i šećer.
Lord Chaitanya is supreme.
Gospodin Chaitanya je vrhunski uzvišen.
You can take Radha and Krishna from the altar.
Možete da sklonite Radha i Krishna s altara.
They are included.
Oni su uključeni.
The name of this godbrother was Achyutananda, so he came to Prabhupada and said, I'm bewildered, what do you think about this?
I ime ovog mog brata po Bogu bilo je Achyutananda i onda je on otišao kod Šila Prabhupada jer bio zbunjen i rekao, šta ti misliš o ovome?
Who is the origin?
Ko je u izvor?
Prabhupada said, Radha and Krishna come first.
A Prabhupada je rekao, Radha i Krishna dolaze prvo.
Same example.
Isti primer.
First there is milk and sugar and then is the rasgulla.
Prvo postoje mleko i šećer, a onda rasagula.
Achyutananda was saved.
I Achyutananda je bio spašen.
But then he asked, but who's the greatest?
Ali onda Achyutananda pitao, ali ko je tu veći?
That time Prabhupada became silent.
A u tom trenutku Prabhupada je začutao.
And a tear came from his eye.
I suza se pojavila na njegovom oku.
He could not speak any longer.
I on više nije mogao da govori.
After really working very hard with his emotions and being like a rock, he gave the answer.
I nakon što je jako naporno radio sa svojim osjećanjima i postao je poput stene, onda je dao odgovor.
But he didn't speak.
Ali nije govorio.
He only pointed.
On je samo pokazao.
He pointed at the picture of Radharani. There's no picture. There was a picture of Radharani.
I onda je on samo pokazao na sliku Šimati Radharani. To je bila njena slika.
Radharani was sitting on a throne and Krishna was kneeling before the throne.
I na toj slici Radharani je sedela na tronu, a Krishna je klečao pred njom.
He was praying to Radharani, but Radharani didn't even look at him.
I Krishna se molio Radharani, a Radharani ga nije čak ni pogledala.
Then Prabhupada spoke.
I onda je Prabhupada progovorio.
Radharani is the greatest.
Radharani je najveći.
Because the devotee is the greatest.
Zato što je Bhakta najveći.
Krishna becomes the servant of his devotees in Radharani is the greatest devotee.
Krishna postaje sluga svog bhakte, a Shrimati Radharani je najveći bhakt.
He himself says about Radharani, she has 100 times more qualities than me.
I sam Krishna kaže Shrimati Radharani, ona ima 100 puta više dobrih osobina od mene.
She alone can give pleasure to my mind.
I jedino ona može dati zadovoljstvo mome umu.
Vrishabhanu Nandini Govinda Nandini Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Yes. Yes, yes. Once, and I will end with this. This is my final end. Don't worry. This is really the end. I put the notes away so you can be. You must hear this. Please hear this.
I nemojte sad da brinete, evo sklanjam svoje beleške i ovo će biti moja poslednja poenta, tako da ovo morate da čujete.
In Vrindavan there is one banyan tree called this banyan tree is in Bandiravan.
I u Vrindavanu postoje jedno banjanovo drvo koje se nalazi u šumi koje se zove Bandiravan.
Once Shrimati Radharani and her sakis were under this tree.
I jednom su Shrimati Radharani i njene drugarice bile pod ovim drvetom.
And they were chanting.
I one su pevale.
Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadaya. All of a sudden, Krishna appeared amongst them.
I iznenada Krishna se pojavio među njima.
They couldn't continue singing.
I one nisu mogle da nastave da pevaju.
They were very shy.
Bile su jako stidljive.
And they laughed.
I onda su se smejale.
Krishna said, you have called for me?
I Krishna je rekao, vi ste me zvale?
No.
No.
We were just singing.
Mi smo samo pevali.
Some religious bhajan.
Neke religiozne bhajane.
No, I'm Gopal.
Ne, ja sam Gopal.
Ja sam Govinda.
Ja sam
everything. Dina Dayal. Everything I am.
Ja sam sve to, ja sam Dina Dayal.
You just think very high of yourself.
Ne, ti si samo umišljen.
What can you what do you do?
Šta ti radiš?
All day.
Ceo dan.
Oh, I'm herding the cows.
Ja čuvam krave.
Yes. Go back to your cows.
Da. Samo se ti vrati svojim kravama.
No, and I wrestle.
Ja se rvem.
And usually I'm always victorious.
I obično uvek pobeđujem.
I'm very strong.
Ja sam veoma jak.
Then Radharani said to Lalita, but one day my brother wrestled him to the ground.
A onda je Shrimati Radharani rekla Laliti, jednog dana ga je moj brat pobedio u ravanju i oborio ga na zemlju.
Remind him of Shridam.
Molim te, podsjeti ga na šedama.
So Lalita, who's very strong, said, you lost the wrestle against Shridam.
I onda Lalita, koja je onako jako snažna, rekla, ti si izgubio bitku protiv šedama.
You are not victorious.
I ti nisi uvek pobednik.
Even then I was victorious.
Ne, čak i tada ja sam bio pobednik.
His nose was going down and my nose was going up.
Njegov nos je išao dole, a moj nos je išao gore.
I am the strongest wrestler.
Ja sam najjači rovač.
Then Lalita said, you can't even wrestle against my saki Radharani.
A onda je Lalita rekla, ti ne možeš čak da se rvaš ni sa mojom saki Radharani.
Krishna immediately saw his chance.
I onda je Krishna odmah video svoju šansu.
Let us see. Vidimo.
Ajde, idemo.
Okay. Radharani heard this, oh no, now I have to wrestle against Krishna.
I onda Radharani čula ovo, oh ne, moram da se rvem sa Krishnom.
My Sakhi service makes very amazing arrangements so that I can meet my beloved.
Moje prijateljice uvek prave takve neke neverovatne aranžmane, tako da uvek mogu da sretnem svog voljenog.
So it was said that in 2 weeks the wrestling match would be made between Radha and Krishna.
I onda su se oni dogovorili da će za 2 nedelje da se održi taj meč rvanja između Radharani i Krishna.
In the forest a wrestling arena was constructed.
I u sred šume oni su napravili jednu rvačku arenu.
It was the most beautiful wrestling arena you can imagine.
I to je bila najlepša rvačka arena koju biste mogli da zamislite.
With desire trees shading the wrestling area.
Sa drvećem želja koji su onako pravili pokrov nad tom rvačkom.
The best plants were planted.
I najlepše biljke su bile zasađene.
Beautiful golden creepers went up. Black trees, tamal trees.
I prelepe zlatne puzovice su išle oko prelepog tamal drveća.
And everyone in Vrindavan, including all the animals, were informed, except for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and all the older cowherd men.
I onda su svi u Vrindavanu, uključujući životinje, bili obavešteni o ovom meču, izuzev Nanda Maharaja i Yashoda i ostalih starijih stanovnika Vrindavana.
Millions of gopis and billions of gopis arrived at the appointed day.
I milioni gopija, bilioni gopija su došli na to mesto tog dogovorenog dana.
And you should have seen the cowherd boys.
A trebalo je da vidite dečake pastire.
They were all dressed very nicely and all the animals, peacocks, parrots, deers, everything was there. Everyone came.
I onda svi ti dečaci pastiri su bili prelepo obučeni i svi papagaji i paunovi i jeleni i sve životinje, svi su oni pojavili tamo.
Meanwhile, in 2 separate kunds, Radha and Krishna were dressed for wrestling.
A za to vreme, u 2 odvojena kunđa, Radha i Krishna su bivali obučeni za taj meč.
She, Mother Radharani's zari was just put here, around here, the, in between the feet, and it was brought up here, so that she could move very freely.
I onda Radharanin sari je bio provučen između njenih stopala i onda su ga zavukli ovde gore tako da ona mogla jako slobodno da se kreće.
And Shridam and Madhu Mangal decorated Krishna for wrestling.
A Shridam i Madhu Mangal, oni su dekorisali Krishnu za ovaj meč.
Then both were led to the wrestling arena.
I onda su oboje bili dovedeni do te rvačke arene.
At that time Krishna smelled the beautiful fragrance of Radharani.
I u to vreme Krishna je omirisao predivan miris Šimati Radharani.
Immediately he began to tremble.
I onda u istom trenutku Krishna je počeo da se trese.
Madhu Mangal said, "Come on! Don't show any sign of weakness before the game has started."
I onda je Madhu Mangal rekao, "Ma daj, ajde, nemoj da pokazuješ nikakvu slabost kad meč još nije ni počeo."
And but he had to hold Krishna. He was trembling so strong from the beautiful intoxicating fragrance of Radharani.
I onda je Madhu Mangal morao da drži Krishnu koji se tako jako tresao zbog tog intoksicirajućeg mirisa Šimati Radharani.
So he continued walking.
I onda je on nastavio da hoda.
Radharani had a veil.
I Radharani je imala veo.
But so beautifully dressed. Oh, for wrestling. So good.
I ona je bila tako predivno obučena za taj meč. Tako dobro.
And Krishna saw this moving cloth, you know.
I onda je Krishna samo video tu odeću koja se pomerala.
And his knees became soft.
I onda su njegova kolena postala mekana.
Madhu Mangal said, "Come on, she's only a girl."
A Madhu Mangal je rekao, "Ma daj, ona je samo devojka."
we have heard that you carry the whole universe, and now your knees are going weak like butter.
I onda je Madhu Mangal rekao, pa daj mi čujemo da ti držiš čitav univerzum, a sad se tvoja kolena postaju mekana poput maslaca.
Krishna was totally ecstatic.
A Krishna bio potpuno u ekstazi.
So then they were brought into the wrestling arena.
I onda su oni bili dovedeni u tu rvačku arenu.
There were flags everywhere.
Tu su bile zastavice svuda.
Beautiful sweet kirtans were sung.
I predivni slatki kirtani su bili pevani.
And when Krishna came in, all the sakas applauded, Jai Sri Krishna, and threw their turbans in the air. It was clear that he was their favorite champion.
I onda kada se Krishna pojavio u areni, onda su svi dečaci pastiri rekli Jai Krishna, i svi su bacili svoje turbane, i bilo je očigledno da je on njihov šampion u tom meču.
Now on the way to the wrestling arena, Lalita had talked the wrestling strategies in Radharani's right ear.
I onda na putu do te rvačke arene, Lalita je govorila rvačke strategije u Radharanino desno uvo.
So then Radharani entered the arena.
I onda Radharani ušla u arenu.
She had a veil.
I ona imala veo.
All the gopis went, Jai Shri Radhe!
I onda su sve gopije rekle, Jai Shri Radhe!
And also the animals who were in between, they it's very difficult to make a decision.
A za sve ove životinje koje su tu bile između, za njih je bilo jako teško da sad naprave odluku.
Then the two were brought and Lalita announced the very serious wrestling match.
I onda sad njih dvoje su stojali jedno naspram drugog i Lalita je objavila taj jako ozbiljan meč.
She said the conditions.
I ona je rekla uslove.
And then she went to the side.
I onda se povukla na stranu.
And Nandimukhi came, who would be the referee, the deciding.
I onda se tu pojavila Nandimukhi, koja je bila sudija u tom meču.
So Krishna was getting ready, but Radharani was still veiled.
I onda se Krishna pripremao, a Radharani jednostavno bila pod velom.
Krishna was very eager.
I Krishna je željno iščekivao.
Then Srimati Radharani just took her veil up.
I onda Srimati Radharani samo podigla svoj veo.
And from the corner of the eyes, not like this, but just from Krishna was there, she just went like with a looked a sidelong glance.
I onda iz ugla svojih očiju, ne ispravno, ovako iz ugla, ona mu je dala taj jedan pogled.
And when Krishna was violently caught in this powerful glance of Srimati Radharani, he immediately fainted before having done even one move.
I onda kada je Krishna bio tako divlje uhvaćen ovim pogledom, on se odmah unesvestio bez toga da je napravio jedan jedini pokret.
All the cowboys looked at Krishna.
A svi dečaci pastiri su gledali u Krishnu.
They couldn't understand anything any longer.
I nisu mogli da razumeju ništa.
And all the gopis went, Jai Shri Radhe.
A sve gopije su rekle, Jai Shri Radhe.
All the parrots went, Jai Shri Radhe.
I svi papagaji su rekli, Jai Shri Radhe.
The peacocks, Jai Shri Radhe.
I paunovi, Jai Shri Radhe.
Looking down.
A dečaci pastiri su samo gledali dole.
Madhu Mangal was trying to was going to Krishna, putting some water on Krishna.
A Madhu Mangal je došao kod Krishna i onda je stavljao vodu na Krishna.
And then Krishna woke up and he shouted.
I onda se Krishna probudio i on je uzviknuo.
Jai Shri Radhe!
Jai Shri Radhe!
So today on this divine appearance day, we know for sure Radharani is supreme.
I danas definitivno na ovaj dan pojave mi znamo Radharani je najuzvišenije.
There should be no doubt about this.
Oko toga nema nikakve sumnje.
So we approach Radharani very mercifully on this appearance day, and always we approach Srimati Radharani very respectfully.
Tako da mi prilazimo Šimati Radharani i danas, a i uvek sa jako puno poštovanja.
And we asked her, because she is also the compassion of Krishna, to please show her compassion so that we can progress on our sometimes not so easy way.
I onda se mi njoj molimo, pošto ona u stvari predstavlja Krišninu milostivu stranu, mi se njoj molimo za tu milost kako bismo mogli da napredujemo na našem putu koji nije uvek baš tako lak.
We will chant one prayer to Radharani, please take your hands.
I mi ćemo sada otpevati jednu molitvu Šimati Radharani, tako da bih vas zamolio da stavite svoje ruke ovako.
Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri You can also hear in this greeting, Radhe is given much more importance in this chant, isn't it? It's much longer we chant. Yeah.
I možete da vidite čak i u ovom pozdravu mnogo više naglaska je stavljeno na Radhe, jer traje mnogo duže.
Yes. So it is proven.
Tako da je dokazano.
So Hare Krishna, we now will assemble for a very